This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. A high-level delegation of the Communist Party of China set to travel to North Korea next week. The delegation will be led by CPC Central Committee Politburo member Liu Yunshan. The CPC delegation headed to Pyongyang to help mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in southern China. Mujije hit just east of Guangdong's Lejo Peninsula shortly before 2 p.m. this afternoon. It struck with winds of some 150 kilometers per hour. Mujije has already been generating torrential rainfall across much of southern China for the past 36 hours. So far, no deaths or injuries have been reported. Meteorological authorities issuing a red alert ahead of the storm, the highest level of alert, prompting authorities to evacuate tens of thousands from the coastal areas of southern China ahead of Mujije making landfall. Storm has forced the shutdown of travel between the mainland and Hainan. It's also forced close to 40,000 Chinese fishing boats to return to harbor. Storm is due to track into Guangxi through this evening, but is rapidly losing strength as it moves inland. Mujije started out over the northern Philippines on Thursday. Local authorities in that country are reporting over 120 fishermen are missing and over 20 fishing boats unaccounted for in the wake of the storm. The Chinese embassy in the Philippines has confirmed a Chinese national was fatally gunned down in that country on Friday. The 47-year-old Chinese woman and a 56-year-old South Korean man were found dead in their shared home. Philippine authorities have not said what the motivation behind their killing may be. Police say 10 shell casings were found at the scene. So far, no suspects have been identified. The Chinese embassy in Manila says it is closely monitoring the case and has issued the standard call for Philippine authorities to do their utmost to protect Chinese citizens living in the country. Authorities in Beijing have detained a 30-year-old man following a viral video showing him traveling on a motorcycle in downtown Beijing at speeds of up to 237 kilometers per hour. The native of Guangxi was returned to Beijing this weekend to face charges of dangerous driving. In the early morning hours of August 22nd, the suspect recorded a video showing him circling around the 37.5-kilometer-long Beijing Second Ring Road in just under 14 minutes. The clip has since been viewed hundreds of thousands of times online. It's maximum speed almost tripling the speed limit on the Second Ring Road, where motorcycles are banned to begin with. Polls across China's Central Asian neighbor Kyrgyzstan are set to close in a few hours in that country's parliamentary election. A total of 14 different parties are competing for the 120 available seats in the country's parliament. This is down from the 34 parties which initially applied to run for the election. Under election rules in Kyrgyzstan, political parties have to meet a strict set of conditions, including having a high enough proportion of ethnic minorities and women as candidates to be included in the election process. Party also has to obtain at least 7% of the vote across the country to be represented in the parliament. Five parties managed to make that threshold during the last parliamentary election in 2010. For the first time in Central Asia, the voting is being conducted through the use of biometric data, meaning only people who submitted their fingerprints to the authorities are allowed to cast a ballot. Results of the vote in Kyrgyzstan should be known sometime early Monday. Ministers representing APEC member economies have begun a two-day meeting in the Philippines to discuss food security and maritime resources. Officials from the 21 countries and regions which make up the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Grouping, which includes China, are trying to develop an action plan to ensure maritime resources are both maintained and utilized properly. The meetings will also discuss the stability of food supply chains in APEC countries. As the host country, the Philippine government has been calling for greater cooperation when it comes to maritime resources. Fishing and other maritime-related activities provide the livelihood for a significant percentage of the population in the Philippines. In sports, in golf, China is going to have representation at next year's Masters at Augusta. 17-year-old Jin Cheng has taken the title at this year's Asia-Pacific Amateur Championships after organizers at the Clearwater Bay Golf Course in Hong Kong were forced to cancel the final round on Sunday due to bad weather brought on by Typhoon Mujige. Jin Cheng held a one-stroke lead at 11-under after the third round and has been crowned champion after organizers were forced to abandon the final round. With the win, Jin gets an automatic exemption into next year's Masters. He also gets a shot in the final round of qualifying for the British Open next year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.